All right, so the other, I don't know if this is news or not, but it was something was brought up. It gained a lot of steam over the last couple of weeks that Michigan fans were very hopeful that Bryce Underwood, the tremendous quarterback at is it with Belleville, that he has been committed, number one recruit in the country by some services, has been committed to LSU. And that
for a while.
Yeah. And Michigan fans had heard that all of a sudden there was interest that Michigan was trying to flip the commitment. And then there became this report of, it's even in the Free Press today, that there was reportedly an NIL deal worth nearly $10 million over 4 years. Some of it would have included win-based and championship-based incentives. And people started getting their hopes up. Wow, we can flip them. And I mean, that's $10 million if you're talking about that kind of money. That's a serious amount of money, but understanding that LSU can match to whatever they're going to do either. But he's been committed to LSU, and then I guess there was a post that he had shared to his Instagram last night. It was a story about saying that the number one overall prospect is unlikely to accept Michigan's lucrative NIL offer. So he put that up there, and then has since deleted the post. But everybody basically now is saying that it's not going to happen. And in fact, this article in the Free Press from Tony Garcia starts off by saying, as far as Michigan football is concerned, the Bryce Underwood train has come to an end of the tracks. The consensus number one player in the 2025 class is expected to remain committed to LSU. A source with intimate knowledge of the situation told the Free Press on Thursday night.
Well, I like the fact that he's sticking with his commitment. I think that is important now. Whether the Michigan offer made LSU even raise their ante a little bit, I have no idea. As a Michigan fan, Gator, I'm kind of, I mean, this is going to bite me in the butt because I'll probably become the greatest quarterback ever, but I'm kind of glad. Nothing against him. It's just, I think if you're going to take, and it's almost, this is the problem. I'm having like a salary cap, you know, mentality here. If they're going to take that $10 million, if it's legit, I'd rather them get, you know, three or four really good players through the portal that they'll need next year because recruiting's pretty good than spend $10 million on a high school kid. That's me as a fan.
Well, and there are reports that the one guy, is it Dave Portnoy, was going to put up $3 million a year to guarantee that you get a top-notch quarterback every year.
Right.
And if that could be separate of all that, then who cares where the money... But
I don't care where the money's coming from.
Yeah, look, taking my Michigan State glasses off of the situation, and this if this were, you know, reversed here, I do love the fact that he's going to honor a commitment because I think it means something. And this is part of the NIL thing that I can't stand. You know, I don't like to hear about the constant changing over from you're flipping your commitment from one team to the next before you've even gone to college. It just kind of gets ridiculous. It's like, hang on to the roller coaster. You don't know what's going to happen. When coaches change jobs, I understand it more.
Yes.
Like with Aiden Childs in Oregon State and, you know, hey, he's Coach Smith going to Michigan State. Why don't you come with me? And all right, I can understand that. And I'm not thrilled with that either. I wish it were the way that it was, but things have changed.
Right.
And now with NIL, it's absolutely changed. And here you get a situation where, you know, it's still, look, it's not over until the kid officially signs on the dotted line that he's made his official commitment to wherever it is.
But I never want to hear, because a lot of people, Michigan fans, were very gung-ho about this. I never want to hear from my Michigan fan brethren, you know, oh, well, the SEC or whoever, Ohio State, you know, they gave him a bigger bag. No, tough. You offered, allegedly, a really big freaking bag.
Right, so. Which may present other questions that people have about the Michigan program is that, okay, you had the money and you didn't land them. Why is that?
Right.
You know, do they view, obviously, you know, Bryce Underwood views a better opportunity at LSU than he does at Michigan. For Michigan and Michigan State, though, it's also interesting that, you know, over the last couple of years, there have been some giant, highly rated quarterbacks in the state of Michigan that have chosen not to go to Michigan or Michigan State.
Right.
Bryce Underwood, Dante Moore.
Correct.
And the kid from Saline, Lloyd Carr's grandson.
C.J. Carr.
C.J. Carr going to Notre Dame. So it's interesting that neither big school in the state has been able to land the big quarterback recruit. So that's this is the latest. We'll see.
Look, if you're
signing days in a few, I think the first week of December.
If you're Bryce Underwood and you watch the way Michigan plays football, I'm not even talking about even this year, but even when they were really good. Really, is that going to help you get to the NFL? Now, J.J. McCarthy was a first-round draft choice, but you want to be
able
to...
Oh, he was also there with right. Jim Harbaugh.
You want to be able to, you know, throw the ball a little bit, don't you?
Well, you need receivers to do that. And
right.
It's another discussion to have. And yeah. But you, looking at next year, looking at your recruiting, it's not about recruiting right now. It's about recruiting the portal.
Correct.
And once the season's over with and kids go into the portal, then it's a whole other ball game, and you look at rosters in the spring, and mm-hmm. and then maybe you can make an evaluation there. But right now, the way college football is, you just don't know. And frankly, you're probably better off waiting for portal players because they've already – you've got some film on them at the college level, and you know more than what you would about a, you know, a 17, 18-year-old kid in high school. Time now for If I Bet It. So Doug's not here. Stoney's going to make the picks for Doug, although you have Doug's picks to make.
Right.
I don't know what Doug did last week. I don't have those numbers. I can tell you I took a little bit of a step back last week. I was 2-4 for the week, but I'm 34-23 for the season. 5-5 with my shoot the boot lock of the week. So it's not all that great, but I will start with the world of college football. And looking at the Big Ten, no surprise I like looking at the Big Ten. Ohio State's giving up 28.5 points at Northwestern. But if you've watched Northwestern football, it's nothing special. They're playing this game at Wrigley Field, which is kind of interesting. But Ohio State's got just too much firepower. I think this late in the season, this is a team that's going to put one on Northwestern and do it pretty handily. And I just don't think Northwestern's going to be able to score a ton. Ohio State can cover the 28.5.
Doug Karsh, he's going to go for the Fighting Mormons of Brigham Young. -2.5 taking on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Okay. I will now travel to the SEC. It's another place I like to go because, well, these two conferences are where the best teams are. LSU on the road at Florida. The Tigers are giving up 3.5 points. LSU singing from what happened last week against Alabama.
They're waiting for Bryce Underwood.
Florida is nothing special, and I think LSU is going to strike back pretty hard this week. I like LSU giving up the 3.5. In fact, it's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
Ooh. Does Doug have a shoot the boot lock of the week?
It was the first one. It was car house lock of the week. Sorry, oh, I just saw that.
Okay, so, I didn't know what CCH meant. Yeah. Yes, Brigham Young is his shoot the boot or whatever. He's also going to pick an SEC game for number two, and he has the Tennessee Vols. +10 going to Athens and to beat Georgia.
I saw that. I like that. Well, I didn't like that because Tennessee's not going to play with a quarterback likely. So that's going to be trouble. And Georgia is pissed. And Georgia's on the outside looking in.
Yeah. But so, Travis,
Trevor
Etienne's not playing.
No, he's not. But nonetheless, that's probably the best college game of the week to watch.
Oh, no doubt.
Lastly, for me, in the Big Ten, I go right back. Oregon giving up 13.5 points at Wisconsin. I know it's one of these travel games. It could be interesting. But in the end, it's a night game, so they can adjust to that travel. And Wisconsin just doesn't offer enough of a resistance. Oregon's too good. They're out there to prove it as well, as much as Ohio State is. And it's not even a 2-touchdown spread to -13.5.
Doug goes to the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Oh, little ACC.
And he's taking the Fighting Narduzzis of the University of Pittsburgh +11.5 against the Dabos, taking on Clemson. I don't know. I think Pitt is basically given up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're really not. Well, I suppose technically they're still in it for the championship. And if you can win the championship, then you're in the playoffs. So they shouldn't give up, Stoney.
I know.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up. switching over now to the NFL and looking at the Lions and the Jags. I like the over total on this, the 47. Yeah, the 14 points is a lot to give up, but the over total of 47, I think they can get over that.
It's funny because when I was going to make the picks for my own before we got Doug's, I had the under in that game.
Oh.
Because I figured the Lions, it's like a 35-10 game.
Fair enough. That would technically be under. I can do that math.
Anyway,
Doug
likes the fighting interim coaches, the New Orleans Saints, -1.5 taking on the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, boy. Yes. San Francisco trying to get back on track. They got a win last week with Christian McCaffrey back in the fold, and hopefully there's not any more infighting on the sidelines with kickers and holders and star receivers. But they're only giving up 6.5 at home against Seattle. I think they've got things straightened out, and they're ready to go on a run here.
Doug continues his trend of picking awful NFL games. He takes the New York Fighting Jets -3.5 against the Indianapolis Colts. Why would you even touch that game?
I was thinking about the under in that one.
Yeah.
But I just hope that it's just another loss for Aaron Rodgers because it's so delicious.
I know.
Lastly, Houston is on the road at Dallas. It's the Battle of Texas. Houston's given up 7.5, which normally I would say that's too much to give up. But what is Dallas going to do? Who do they have?
I don't know.
They got nothing.
And Cooper Rush, baby.
Right, and Houston is getting healthier. We saw how well they played the Lions. I like Houston giving up 7.5.
And Doug's final pick is one I actually agree with, although the line I think is even less. Maybe it's more than it was when I looked this morning. The Buffalo frickin' Bills at home against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs. He's got Buffalo -2.5 because the Bills might have a kicking advantage now that Butker is out for Kansas City.
It's down to Buffalo -1 right now.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Each week, Kang loves on a pick and hates on a pick. Kang, what do you love? What do you hate?
I love your pick of LSU -3.5 at Florida. I agree with that one. I think they'll take care of business. Florida, these ain't your grandfather's Florida Gators.
No.
Sorry, Gator. That wasn't a shot at you.
No, I don't take it as a shot.
I should agree with your pick.
Thank you.
By the way, I love how Stoney calls everyone the fighting somethings. Yeah. Except for the last one was the freaking Bills instead of the fighting Bills. I was waiting for that. But I don't like one of Doug's picks. It was he's got the Saints -1.5 versus the Browns. I think that was that whole interim thing. It wears off really quick.
One game.
Yep. And then so I'm taking the Browns in this one.
He's gone with the fighting Stefanskis.
Yeah, there you go.
There you have it. If I bet it, we're allowed to bet now. So, feel free to do what you want responsibly. That's If I Bet It. We'll wrap things up here. 97.1 The Ticket.